2FM.
Now, you're very welcome back to Game On as we chat athletics, because Ireland will be looking towards Paris as a team of 11 heads to the World Relays in the Bahamas this weekend to secure qualification in the women's 4x400m and mixed 4x400m in athletics. Will be a busy weekend with three rounds to contend with and athletes shifting across events to get one of the elusive top 14 places to the Paris Olympics. Ireland have had an upward trajectory in the 400m relay events since Tokyo, making their mixed 4x400m final in 2021. In the last edition of this event in 21, the team of Tom Barr, Charlene Maudsley, Phil Healy and Chris O'Donnell secured qualification with the light, but this time supported by world finalist and multiple national record holder Rashida Adeleke. It looks like Ireland will be challenging for optimal lane draws in Paris on the final day of competition, rather than just being happy to be there. So we are in a good place, Katie Kirk. It is a positive, optimistic time for the Irish team and the relay team.
Yeah, definitely. I've been having a little look at the entry lists, and it's clear, seeing from those entries, that there's a lot on the line here for all of our different nations. Some like 900 athletes entered across the weekend in different events, and some massive names that are showing out when previously this was maybe not such an important event on the athletics calendar. But obviously the Olympics is a big aim for this year, and Ireland are not holding back either. They have an 11 strong squad, including of course our fourth place finisher from last year in the World Championships, Rashida Adeleke, and they're going to go after that Olympic qualification.
Okay, so what are realistic ambitions here for the Irish teams this weekend in particular?
Well, of course they want to qualify, but as you said in the introduction there, you know, they don't want to just be happy to be there. They want to make sure that they're getting one of those elusive Olympic spots. We of course have the introduction of the repechage rounds this time in the World Relays, which could make the task a little bit tougher. We're maybe going to have extra rounds to run, and there's going to be slightly more shifting of the team, so a lot on the line and lots of hurdles to overcome during the weekend.
This is a new addition, so the repechage. Usually I'd associate that with rowing and sports like that, but we in athletics, this is going to place a lot of extra demands on the athletes, I would imagine.
Yeah, so of course they only announced that this was going to be included last year, and it was met with different opinions. It will offer in the Olympics itself the opportunity for athletes that are being normally put out in the first round an opportunity for a second run and a do-over. But for athletes, and particularly thinking about the Athletics Ireland relays, for example, in, you know, the last World Championships, they did qualify in those non-automatic spots.
Okay.
Those are not going to exist anymore, and our athletes will have to run an additional round.
Okay. Cathal Dennehy is also on the line. Cathal, are you a fan of the addition of the introduction of the repechage?
Absolutely not. I think it's very much stupid. I've long thought this, and I will think it during and after the Paris Olympics, that it's basically just an opportunity for the same athletes to get beaten twice. And then when they do go up against the best athletes a round later, they're just going to be carrying more fatigue and have even less chance than they had in the opening round. I understand why World Athletics are doing it, because it's been explained to me that it's about kind of fighting their corner with broadcast hours with the IOC and sort of having extra quantity. But my fear is ultimately it will just dilute the quality and not do the sport or ultimately the athletes much good at all.
I'm aware I'm speaking to yourself, Cathal, an expert in the field, and yourself, Katie, as well, and a former Commonwealth athlete as well. So two absolute experts here. But from the outside looking in, who have they consulted here, Cathal? Like, you explained kind of the rationale and the reasoning, and Katie's kind of touched on it as well. But like, if you're not a fan, like, are they consulting with athletes here, or is it just being thrown in here without any forethought?
So the World Athletics Council, yeah, it's made up of basically various kind of sports political figures, but it does also have a male and female representative from the Athletes Commission, and they are pretty much the voices of the athletes, so they would consult with the athletes and tell them what's happening at that kind of board level. But yeah, I think that's one thing World Athletics have been criticised a lot for, is failing to probably consult sufficiently with the athletes before making decisions like this. But often when you do bring in changes, it doesn't prove popular with most athletes. So I suppose the exception to that would be the recent prize money they've brought in at the Olympics. But yeah, it is kind of, the rationale is to kind of increase the broadcast hours, and to basically that athletics will fight for more space and more oxygen at, I suppose, the biggest show on earth, because that ultimately determines who gets the eyes and who gets the money that comes in from all those broadcast deals.
How might this change tactics and the influence on the Olympics itself, Katie?
I mean, I think that personally, thinking about how I would prepare for this myself, there's not actually much that you can do in ways of preparation. So you maybe could try and include some races in your schedule where you're racing, you know, multiple days in a row, but that can be difficult to get. And I was just thinking about what the effect of our teams this weekend is going to be. You know, we saw Charlene Maudsley in the Worlds last year running 5-6 races, and I feel like there is a massive physiological impact on the athletes, and it's really important that that's considered by the management and that they're making sure that they're swapping people out. And of course, you know, countries such as the USA or, you know, the Netherlands, they have a massive roster of athletes and a lot of depth there. And Cathal, I was just wondering what your thoughts are on how that might change some of the team decisions that might be coming up tomorrow for Ireland.
Yeah, I think it'll be very interesting to see, because I think the two, I suppose, lethal weapons in the Irish armoury are, of course, Rashida Adelecki and Charlene Maudsley. Both of those, as you understand, will be running both the heats tomorrow evening of the women's 4x4 and the mixed 4x4. But the issue is you can only sub in one athlete for the final. And now that's doable at the heat stage because there's a two-hour gap between them. And I think both athletes will be pretty used to that kind of turnaround. But if both teams make the final, there's only 30 minutes between the finals of the women's 4x4 and the mixed 4x4 on Sunday night. So those athletes won't probably be able to double back. I think Charlene Maudsley will, but in the mixed relay you can only make one substitute. So I think what we'd expect to see is both Rashida and Charlene running the heats, and then basically Charlene perhaps doubling if they both make the final, or whichever qualifying second round, I suppose, repechage round, whatever you want to call it, that they go into.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's going to be a challenging weekend in terms of making those decisions. What are your thoughts on Team Ireland's prospects? We were sort of talking before you came on the line there. What do you think is going to be the likely outcome for Ireland at the weekend in the Bahamas?
I think it's as strong as a relays of Ireland has ever really sent, you know. I mean, and again, those two athletes, we keep coming back to Rashida and Charlene, they are world-class operators. And I mean, you could put those two against up almost any two from around the world. So it's obviously about the third and fourth athletes, how strong can they be? But I think we could be looking at national records in both the women's 4x4 and the mixed relay. 3:26 is the women's record back in Munich, and 3:12 is the mixed relay record from the Tokyo Olympic final. And I think we're looking at perhaps two top eight finishes. A lot will depend on the lane draws, which we won't know for till probably about 8 or 9pm tonight. Because obviously with only the top two to go through, that will be done on seeding. And in all likelihood, you might be looking at a USA or Jamaica or Britain or the Netherlands for that first spot. So it'll be crucial that Ireland beats the best of the rest into that second automatic spot into the final, and of course, thereby securing Olympic qualifications and not having to kind of run the risk a day later in those kind of in round two. But yeah, I think both teams are definitely capable of top eight finishes. And I think perhaps if they really fire, we could be looking at maybe a top six, with perhaps the top three just being out of reach at this stage.
I'm very much loving this positivity, because Katie, you mentioned to me before we came on air that this whole system now, the underdogs, it's nearly done away with now. There's no such thing. So perhaps Ireland, we don't have to be the underdogs anymore. We can be at the forefront.
Yeah, I think what I was trying to say was that my worry is that we're not going to see the people who are, qualifying through those repechage rounds, challenging in those finals. And that's what Cathal was saying there as well.
Yeah.
And the likes of Ireland, we have qualified for finals in that position a lot of times in the last couple of years. And it would be such a shame if that hinders their ability to kind of challenge on those top, you know, 3-4 positions that they're really aiming for. You know, the team seems very ambitious. I know that Charlene Maudsley was quoted saying that, you know, they're looking for medals. They want to try and, you know, make an impact and make sure that the world is looking at them and worried about them. But I just worry that those rounds might potentially reduce the ability for them to make that impact.
It's going to be a tough weekend for our athletes, I suppose, is a fine summation, Katie, is it?
Yeah, tough weekend, but hopefully a lot of fun as well. You know, the team environment looks great. It looks like they're all enjoying themselves. And, you know, who's not going to love running in the Bahamas?
Absolutely. Cathal, we were only giving out that we're not. Are you over there yourself? Are you getting the trip over?
Sadly not.
No.
I've been to it twice before, and it's one of my favourite events. It's some laugh and it's some spot and there's some atmosphere. But yeah, sadly not this year. I'll be watching from afar, jealous of everyone else.
I can imagine. We do have a text in. Will it be on the television? It is streamed on the World Athletics YouTube page. I believe, as well. Athletics Ireland and the RTE Sport website will have updates throughout the course of the weekend, as will Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport on RTE Radio 1. So you can watch it online. But for now, Carl Denny, thank you very much. Katie Kirk from RTE Sport, thank you very much. We are taking another short break. Then we've hurling, we've football, and we've soccer to come. So stick with us here in Game On.
RTE 2FM.
Live music on 2FM.